protecting the historic Commonwealth Pier. The Commonwealth Pier revitalization addresses potential flood hazards through 2070. Sea level rise will create a profound shift in coastal flooding over the coming years. Tide and storm surge heights will increase and reach further inland. The main image is an illustration of the principal ways in which flood hazards have been addressed. It also shows the height of a typical high tide in the 2020s, well below the harbor walk, and the projected level of an average high tide in 2070, which is likely to reach just below the harbor walk. As a vital component of Commonwealth Pier's 2020 to 2025 renovation, engineers and architects prepared the pier and building for extreme weather caused by climate change. They have added multiple defenses. To counter uplift forces during extreme high tides, more than 300 structural tie downs are anchored 90 feet deep and connected to the ground floor of the building. Excess water will be collected by a network of pipes below the building and released into the harbor when the tide falls. To protect against flooding, a steel sheet pile wall is located under the pier, inside the seawall, to protect against rising seawater entering from beneath the building. A 4-foot waterproof wall is concealed within the building's perimeter. It acts like an envelope, preventing water from entering the building from the sides. Deployable barriers are available for all building entrances. Should water breach these defenses, all mechanical and electrical systems are housed on the mezzanine level or on the roof. Commonwealth Pier is designed to withstand destructive storms until about 2070. However, we need to act swiftly to reduce carbon emission to prevent the worst effects of a warming planet. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. Like the main image, the first two photographs show features that are now embedded in the pier and building. From left to right, the first image is of the rebar structure that is part of the new concrete waterproof wall along the building's perimeter. It is designed to protect against flooding and floating debris. The middle photograph gives a sense of how intricate the efforts to prevent the building from floating away are. As mentioned earlier, structural tie-downs made of concrete encapsulated steel were driven deep below the pier to prevent uplift. This photo shows the concrete slab that was then poured on top of the tie-downs. Plates were secured to the top side of the slab, all to prevent any buoyancy or movement upwards. The photograph on the right is an aerial shot of Boston's waterfront, showing Pier 4, the Institute of Contemporary Art, Fan Pier, Fort Point Channel, and finally, Rose Wharf on the right. It illustrates the challenges to Boston's waterfront. The Seaport neighborhood, which includes Commonwealth Pier, Pier 4, and Fan Pier, is built on man-made land. As a result, the neighborhood is at risk from severe coastal storms. New construction along Boston's waterfront requires buildings be set back to both create public access and to protect buildings from flooding. To the west of Commonwealth Pier, these setbacks are in place at Fan Pier and Pier 4. However, Commonwealth Pier was constructed more than a century ago to serve cargo and passenger ships docked alongside. There is no setback. No green space runs between the building and the water's edge. This Boston landmark is especially vulnerable, hence the extensive resiliency measures.